This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
When administration at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point announced a plan to cut more than a dozen majors last year, hundreds of students protested. In November, the chancellor announced a revised plan, but six majors are still being considered for elimination. Bridget Bowden reports how Stevens Point is grappling with budget shortfalls and changing demographics, and how regional public universities will adapt to their new reality.
How does that work? UW-Stevens Point freshman Litzy Baltierrez is in the student union selling chocolate bars to raise money for the Latino Student Alliance. She's studying social work, which isn't one of the majors being considered for elimination. But even still, she's worried.
If they start removing a lot of majors, I don't know if my major will be in that elimination process. And if it is, then it's time for me to look to go back home or go to a different school, which I'm starting to look into it just in case.
She's concerned that the university might not be able to meet students' needs if it cuts majors.
I understand we're in our financial struggle, but many students do come here just because it's a cheaper college, a small campus, and there's still programs that are being offered.
But university administrators say UWSP can't continue to be all things to all people. The university is facing major budget shortfalls, and it's only expected to get worse in the coming years. The chancellor's plan says UWSP must become a, quote, new kind of regional university. It includes potentially eliminating lower enrollment majors in French, German, geography, geoscience, 2D and 3D art, and history. Critics say it devalues the liberal arts, but Chancellor Bernie Patterson insists they're not going away.
We're going to continue all the disciplines in the liberal arts. None of that is going away. Whether we have a major in each one of them is yet to be determined.
The plan would create two centers in the university that Patterson says would help infuse all majors with the liberal arts and do outreach to local high schools. The new model would be more career-focused and would rely on partnering with local businesses to produce graduates ready to go to work in local industries. In Patterson's view, restructuring the university is no different than what a business would do in tough financial times.
They stop delivering some products and develop new products. They restructure, they downsize, they expand, they diversify. This is how businesses operate.
Tom Harnish of the American Association of State Colleges and Universities says what's happening at Stevens Point is happening all over the country, and there are several reasons why.
Countless millions in budget cuts handed down from state lawmakers, a mandatory tuition increase caps and tuition freezes, as well as demographic shifts have forced these institutions to make difficult choices.
Like many public regional universities, UW-Stevens Point added majors and grew along with the baby boom generation. But now the number of high school grads is in decline. And Harnish says public regional universities like Stevens Point are at a disadvantage because they don't have the wealth and reach for out-of-state students of large flagship universities. Provost Greg Summers says economic anxiety is influencing what students choose to study.
The recession caused students who were already concerned about the level of debt that they were taking on with higher education to become very concerned with the return on the investment that they're going to get from their tuition dollars.
English professor Mary Bowman says the last year has been emotional for faculty, especially those who teach in the liberal arts. But she says there is a silver lining.
That has kind of sparked a conversation about what is the value of a degree in the humanities, and what kinds of jobs do people who major in history or English or French or geography go on to do?
Chancellor Patterson hopes to have a final plan by the end of the semester. When he does, the Board of Regents may get a chance to weigh in on the new direction for UWSP. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.